you know what? I don't know if it's just me that do that, but you know what people do where they just type up their name and their surname on Google, and they, you know, they're curious, they want to see what the search engine brings up. Yeah, so I kind of do that. I do that sometimes, you know, to just check the PR presence and stuff, to just see your PR presence, if it's negative or positive, or if it brings up yours or it brings up someone else's. And since I kind of have a unique name, which is Flora, and it's in the, you know, it's in West Africa, which is not really common, so I do that mostly because I know when I do that, it's just my name that comes up and maybe two other persons. So yeah, I did that 2 months ago, and I saw, you know, when you do that, you will see your LinkedIn, number one, you see your LinkedIn profile up there, you see your Facebook, you see your Instagram, then you also see an article that the featured you, because I was featured in a Pet Lovers article thereabout. So after that, normally after that, I would then see somebody else who is called Flora Janet Oluwole, and mine is just Flora Oluwole, but the person has Janet as a middle name. So what I saw under the article I was reading was this podcast, and I was like, okay, curious Flora, what have you done again? Because I've got a person that I'm really, really technically inclined, and I love tech, everything. When that comes out, I'm one of the first 1,000 to launch it. And just like, I used to be a beta tester for Snapchat, beta tester for WhatsApp. I used to want to be one of the curious ones. I'm basically a curious person. So I was like, Flora, what are you up to again? What have you done? I clicked on it, and I was like, whoa, this thing has my picture. This is me, oh, this is Flora. So I think then I was busy, so I ignored. I knew I was gonna delete it soon, but I couldn't even listen to it to know how bad it was or how good it was. So I just you know, I didn't have the time for that. I knew I was gonna take my time, you know. So I came back to it today. And I said, okay, you know what? Let me see. Let me click on it, because I couldn't delete it one time when I tried, because I typed down Anchor on Google and I could not find. Or I realized that a company bought Anchor, and I remember then that it was Anchor I used, because the last episode I uploaded was in October 25th, 2019, and today is March 18, 2023. This is like 4 years after, 4 years after. So yeah, it's crazy. So Anchor was already bought, and I really did not have time to search on how to maneuver. So as of the last time I checked, I didn't have the time. Then today, and I clicked on it, I saw it on one listing, listen.com. I clicked on it. Then it redirected me to I listened to the episodes, and it was deep to me. I was like, whoosh, okay, Flora. So yeah, so sad. It's been 4 years. I didn't release the last episode, and listening to the last episode that was uploaded in 2019, which was Breakthrough, I noticed I was trying to drop an occurrence that happened, but according to the timeline, I was talking about January. I think it's coming back now. When I played it about 15 minutes ago, I was like, hey, which one is this one again? I can't remember. So how do I complete it? And while listening to the podcast, because my main intention of, you know, finally penetrating into the Spotify for Podcasts, which is a new Anchor, was to delete all the, you know, podcasts, because number one, I didn't like the way I was sounding in them, you know. Of course, it's been 4 years, I've grown, my voice has become deeper, and I really wanted to delete them, but listening to them and to the end, I realized that one or two persons can, you know, learn from it, because,
you know, like I said, life is like a roller coaster, to be honest, because it's been 4 years now, and I would like to really share with you guys what has been happening in my life.
Okay, so let me just drop what, because I just remembered what I was trying to say then, that happened around after January, February. I think so. Before I say that, let me let you guys understand that when I made that podcast in October 2019, I was actually doing my extra semester basically. So my course was 5 years, because then the whole hullabaloo happened that I narrated, and like I said, I missed the semester because I didn't write exams for it, I didn't go for classes, so I had to do the semester after my 500 level, that is after my mates had graduated. So I had 5 years and extra semester, like people call it, so 5.5 years basically. So I did that in 2019, from October 2019 to February 2020, which is just before COVID. So I graduated, I finished everything and got my results and stuff around March, April, so just before COVID. So yeah, I graduated 3 years ago, so yay, thank you, I can hear the congratulations from your minds. Thank you. So well, that is that, and now I've cleared that's like a cliffhanger, to be honest. That last episode ended as a cliffhanger, and yeah, this is it. So I'll just post this one right here and fill you guys in and let you guys know what I have been up to for the past 4 years, and the situation I am in right now, and the long term and short term goal that really helps. You know, if you have not been doing that, I believe you should adopt, and see you guys in the next episode. I'm back.